Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
Hi, folks. Welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Ed Hansen's Muffler. Ed Hansen's Muffler Service is where all your pipe dreams come true. They are here as a full-service exhaust system company. They can do mufflers, catalytic converters, catbacks. California legal exhaust is not a problem for them. Whether you're doing a race car, motorcycle, anything that needs exhaust, Ed Hansen's Muffler can definitely take care of it for you. They have been doing this for as long as I can remember anyway. And they, since 1985 to be exact, and when you're looking for quality exhaust, that's the place to go. 619-698-7030. 619-698-7030. That is Ed Hansen's Muffler. All right, we got Ed Stovin in the house, president of SDORC, and you brought a special guest in, Ed, and who might that be?
This is Angel from the club Jeep Hers. Mm-hmm. Jeep Hers,
San Diego.
And, it's a up-and-coming club. Jeep Hers is hosting a checkpoint at the Lost Lizard Fun Run coming this Saturday.
Right.
Very excited about our event.
Right.
So she was on TV with us yesterday morning at KUSI. And Angel also has experience speaking in public and is recently retired military.
I am.
Right?
I just retired from the Navy after
Congratulations.
20 years. Yes.
Oh, for one of the smart ones in the group. Yeah. I joined and I said, 3 years. I'm done with
had enough.
And I joined, but I didn't get the right MOS. I have a sneaky feeling. So you were smart. You probably figured it all out. And yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So now what are you doing?
At the moment, I'm a government contractor. I work from home and I play around with my Jeep
girls. So you started an all girls Jeep club.
Yes.
What was the reasoning for that? Just that you thought there was a need?
There definitely was a need out there. Going to some clubs, sometimes when we first start off, we're a little hesitant on learning the items of what we need to learn. Not everyone has a souped up Jeep, so we kind of do a lot of things stock when we're just coming out of the gate.
Sure.
And asking those questions can be a little intimidating when you have no idea what the question you're supposed to ask is. So I wanted to create a safe space for women who may have felt like there was a stigma of asking those questions, and I want them to be honest with themselves.
Right.
If they need to learn how to change a tire and you don't want to ask, guess what? We're going to teach you how to change your tire. Mm-hmm. We're going to teach you the maintenance of your Jeep. We're going to go off-roading and teach you how to trail ride and things like that.
And do it properly
and,
safely.
Absolutely, yes.
Right. That is fantastic.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of the Rebel Rally?
I did. I heard of the Rebel Rally just a little bit earlier.
Just a few minutes ago.
Just a few minutes ago, yes.
Audrey ran it, her
and
Nicole.
Yeah.
And I just interviewed two young ladies that are engineers for Chevrolet, and they ran a Colorado Bison.
Okay.
And they ran it as well. And it's a no holds bar, no navigation in the truck. It's a paper map and a compass.
Yeah. Great time.
And you got to look for spots. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not overly difficult. I mean, you do go from, I think they went from Mammoth to Johnson Valley, all off road, 8 days in a row.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had a Michelin 5-star chef every night when they came into camp.
Ooh. Ed was telling me that they feed you well.
Yeah, they feed you well.
They take care of the girls,
and,
yeah.
And it was funny because I had the girls out at Lindo Lakes. That's at other mymotorverse.com, which I'm going to get you guys on as well. Some guy had a dead battery. So the girl, Nicole, hold on a second. She pulls out her rear drawer, gets her air pump. Or jumper box,
yes.
Goes over there, starts the guy up, came back, put it all back together, slid it all back in.
Nice.
But I'm glad you're doing that because The other thing, I do need to give you my email because we have a I have a group that I work with, and it's called Driven to Dare, and it's a safety class for the military.
Oh, beautiful.
And we go out and we do motorcycles, off-road, cars, you know, and all that. And, you know, it's 100 days for summer, you know, because every time something comes up, the military likes to go out there and pound it in your
head. It's our safety stand down.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. You have no choice. We make it more comical. We have fun with it. So I'd love to get the girls to bring their Jeeps out and display either at Miramar, 32nd Street, Pendleton. It just depends.
Oh, absolutely. And we'll be there.
Yeah. So I will definitely give you my contact info.
Great opportunity. Yes.
So
thank you.
Make that happen. So have you got, so you're doing a checkpoint.
Yes, we are.
Are you allowed to tell us what your game is going to be, or are you going to keep it secret?
I'm going to keep it a little secret.
That's, I remember you from Saturday because you wouldn't tell me on TV either.
I'm going to keep it a little secret.
Well, what can you tell us?
But it will be
that she's going to be there.
A duck of a good time.
A duck of a good time.
Mm.
How many girls in the club so far?
We have over 800 members on Facebook. Yes.
Wow.
Holy mackerel. A lot, most of them in the region, or is it spread
out? They're mainly all San Diego.
No kidding.
We have some people that are further up north going out to the Inland Empire, but we also have a sister club out in the Inland Empire as well.
How cool.
So that we kind of split up a little bit so that, you know, they have more opportunities up there as we do down here.
Sure.
And you share, of course, if they want to come down.
Oh, most definitely, yes.
Up.
Oh, definitely.
Wow.
We love sharing.
Yeah, and I bet you guys are, when you show up,
oh, we show up fierce. Yes, we do.
There's that Navy coming out. That Navy comes out. Well, I tell you that. But that is really, really cool.
Yes.
What kind of Jeep do you have?
I have a Sahara Wrangler 4xe 2020.
Yeah.
Well, 2022. And
but
before
was
that.
Was not that the best idea of Jeep
oh,
to make it E?
Yes. I have a one touch. I don't have to take my roof off. I hit a button, it goes back.
Yeah,
chef's kiss. Wow.
You're in heaven.
Chef's kiss.
So what's the E mean?
Electric.
Electric. So it's
an
a hybrid.
Electric vehicle?
No, it's a hybrid.
It's a hybrid vehicle?
Yes, it is.
But she could switch it to electric when she's going through tough terrain and everything. And it's a one pedal. She doesn't have to do
one pedal?
One pedal.
So
one.
You let off the gas and the brakes can apply?
It does. It has a deceleration of the drive. So
and when it's doing that, it's actually charging
it
up
is,
the
it's
battery.
Charging up the battery. I mean, it doesn't charge it tremendously, but
no,
yes, it
but
does
I mean,
charge it up.
Bit,
and it's
yeah.
great to see when I'm going through the mountains and we're going downhill. I'm not using my brake. I'm not using my accelerator. And all of a sudden, I have 1%.
Yeah. It takes 2%. A little bit. It took
it
a little bit to get used to, I'm
it
sure.
It does, yes.
Because I was in Moab with a Jeep when they came out with it, and they had us climbing things that scare the, you know, Wetskis out of you. But with the advent of the cameras that are on that Jeep, which are amazing, you could disconnect your sway bars from inside the Jeep. You don't have to
Getting out?
No, and you can hook them back up again without getting out. Now, Jeep is...
I have an astonished look on my face.
Yeah, Jeep has figured this out.
Oh, yeah. So the Rubicon has the automatic sway bars in them already.
Right.
Unfortunately, for my Sahara, it does not.
Oh.
But I can get it put in.
Yes, you can.
But yeah, if you get an automatic sway bar, hit a button, disconnection, great time.
And then when you need to get back on the road and you need to hook back up.
Push that button again.
And away you go.
Wow. Yeah. So I have a question. So there's one foot pedal and that's it?
Well, no. There
is
a brake.
Two foot pedals?
There's
a brake?
There's a brake and an acceleration.
There was an electric car that only had a gas pedal.
Well, that was a golf cart.
Okay, but I don't know. I don't have
you're
any
a motorcycle
of those cars.
Guy.
Okay, so you do have a brake pedal.
You do have a brake pedal.
But if you let off the gas, you coast?
It does coast, and it does decelerate itself. It will not come to a full stop, so you still have to use your brake, yes. And it's not going to, like, jerk you back when you take your foot off the gas pedal.
Oh, okay.
It's a slow graduation, but you can feel it.
Of course, and then you can do all the you can engage four-wheel drive sitting there.
Yes, you can.
You can engage the lockers sitting
yes,
there.
You can do it all, yes.
Now, it's a hybrid, so tell me about range.
Okay, so for electric, when I charge it, I get about 26 electric miles. But my gas mileage can go I want to say I got it up to about 32 miles per gallon.
I think I got 33, 34 when you hypermile with it.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's the best of both worlds.
Oh, it is definitely.
By far the best, of, especially
so
for off-roading.
The electric gives you a lot of power, right?
It does give you some torque.
A lot of torque. So if you want to, like, you're in a rock garden and you want to climb over stuff, maybe electric is better?
Absolutely.
Yes, most definitely.
But and if it's you're more driving, controlled. It's more controlled.
Oh, is it?
Oh, wait. You have more control over electric than you do over gas. Because so gas, you could hit it too hard. Electric, you just have to try it.
You
so,
do.
So your typical thing, you want to, we don't have off-roading close to town, so you're going to drive away. So you would be driving out to the desert in the gasoline mode.
So you cannot have it just in gasoline mode.
Right.
It's going to be in hybrid or electric.
So it'll do what it wants?
Yes, it's going to do what it wants. Things,
but tell you what, let's talk about that when we come back, okay. Because I think this is a good, interesting topic right here on STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now, a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where, for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra pillows. A ton, I tell you. That's a lot of pillows. But you know what? That's their loss and our gain. Because for the first time ever, we can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices. Only $14.88. Let me say that again. $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, the entire classic collection is at wholesale prices. Queen size MyPillows, $18.88. Upgrade to a king. Dun-dun-dun-dun. For only a dollar more. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code San Diego or call 800-310-2458 and take advantage of this pricing for the first time ever. We've never seen prices this low before, so the limit is 10. Let's not be greedy, and once they're gone, they're gone-ski. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-310-2458 and don't forget to use that promo code San Diego. Hit it, girls!
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
And we've got Angel in the house, Ed Stoven in the house. And this segment is brought to you by Asmar Auto Care, 8621 Troy Street in Spring Valley. Angel, you may want to keep these guys in your back pocket. They're the only ones that steam clean vehicles. Headlight to tail light, motorcycles too. But, I mean, they can steam clean your Jeep without having you have it towed away and have somebody fix it because they got all the electronics wet. They're also a Napa Auto Care ASC certified shop. Just amazing. And Zebra Adventures. Zebra was there Saturday at KUSI as well. They're at 8286 Miramar Road. They support the military, and they do a whole lot of really good work. Phone number is 858-397-2440. They're a 4x4 and off-road shop, and they've just been doing this brand new since 2023, and they really want to get involved in the off-road community. I think they're a checkpoint at the Lost Lizard.
They are hosting
a
checkpoint. I'm looking forward to seeing what they bring because all the checkpoints are really fun.
It really is. So that's going to be huge. So if you want to get some Jeep work done and you're up in the Miramar Road area, that's Zebra Adventures, @Zebra_Adventures1. Thank them for sponsoring STORC. All right, so Angel was trying to explain to Ed about electric portion of a Rubicon E,
Sahara or Rubicon?
Mine's a Sahara, but the Rubicon is the one with the automatic sway bars that we were talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Which she's going to work
with. Slight difference.
Out.
Yes, there is a difference.
And I'm just curious about not just miles per gallon, but the actual range. So you can drive a long distance. Presumably gas engines are great for steady driving, like you're going to drive 100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then for intricate driving, like electric is better. So how far can you go on a tank of fuel and a full charge?
About 356 miles is what I get.
Wow, that's far.
Yes.
Now, can you plug this in, or is it only charges when you drive?
So you can plug it in. They have a house plug that you can just pop it into your house outlet, or you can go to a charging station as long as they have the actual hookup for it.
Oh, wow.
So, and this is not unique to Jeep. Almost every manufacturer has a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic idea of a hybrid is if you charge it up, and if you don't want to charge it up, don't charge it up. They don't care. But if you want to get the maximum out of your vehicle, you charge it up. And what it's designed to do is to utilize that 23, 24, not many go much over 30, 40 miles of electric. And you're not burning gas.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get to the end of your capacity of electric, then it flips and just starts utilizing the gas engine. The only difference that Jeep has done is that when you get to that off-road area that you drove to go to, and you really want to have a more hands-on, precise feel, you can flip it to straight electric, whether you have juice in the battery or not, because the vehicle itself regenerates, not thousands of kilowatts, but it regenerates enough electricity so that you can go over berms and logs and rock piles and what have you, and you can use what we call the one pedal. In other words, you just use the accelerator. You don't have to touch the brake, because the minute you let off of the gas, the vehicle literally will come to a complete stop if you take your foot off the gas.
And the regeneration kicks in?
It will regenerate your battery. Now, it won't bring it up to the full capacity that it would if you'd have plugged it in. But it doesn't make any difference. That's not the whole purpose of it. The whole purpose of it is, if you lived in Alpine and you worked in Alpine and you ate in Alpine and you never left the hill, there's a good chance you're never going to go to the gas station if you plugged it in every night.
No, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
So, but if you're going to take a trip, like we're going to go out far into the desert,
then it's good.
You fill your gas tank, you plug it in, you get everything.
You're going to get your first 25 miles of electric first, and then it's just going to go to gas.
Yeah, or you can just have it in the hybrid mode, and if you have it in the hybrid mode, it switches between electric and gas on itself to bring the most efficiency on getting to your destination.
Right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay,
and it works, and it works swimmingly. I mean, I mean, if you read all the Jeep blogs and you talk to any of these people other than Jeep themselves, because you know they're going to tell you it's the greatest thing since toast. I mean, these people love it. These people love it, and Jeep is the only one that has done it. That's my contact info on the inside.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's if you're going to go off-road, like a good example would be the Rubicon. You know, if you're going to run the Rubicon,
the trail, not
the
Jeep.
Trail, yeah. Just the trail. Uh-huh. You know, what's that take? 10 hours.
People take 2 days to drive. Most people with four wheel drives will camp. Right. Some of the people who are experienced, they can do it in a day.
Right.
And I understand that a motorcycle guy can go up and back in a day.
Right. So if she was to take her Jeep up there, stayed at a hotel, you know, plugged it in. 110. Now, if there's an electric charger there, it'll charge it up even faster. But she could get away with 110, or she could plug it in. Then when she went on the trail, there's a good chance she'll never use the gas engine.
Okay. And if the battery is mostly depleted you can just do it all on gasoline.
Yes, absolutely.
And the characteristics might change.
Or you could flip it back to electric, and there's always enough electrical current in the system to allow you to do whatever you want to do.
So with the engine running, the battery, the electric portion will just keep going? Is that what you're saying?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you are going to go someplace and you want to take that hill or you want to take over those rocks in electric, You push a button.
Yes. So what happens is if I do run out of electricity, let's say if I have it in just electric mode and I run out of electricity, it's just going to kick it into hybrid mode. Mm-hmm. Hybrid mode is still going to give me or allow me the chance to energize my battery while I'm driving. Yep. So therefore, if I still have some juice, I can always switch it right back into electric mode, use whatever juice I have there, 1, 2, 3, 5, 10%.
Right.
And then it'll automatically kick back into the hybrid mode.
And then when you're done and you want to go home, just you could either leave it in hybrid or you could.
But yeah, you can only leave it in hybrid right. after
and
that.
And then just yes. go. And it'll drive down the freeway and you'll never know the difference. So, it's the most seamless system on the market today.
Wow. I didn't know that there was a hybrid Jeep.
It and, just
I
came
mean,
out.
It's neat because it can.
Yeah, it just came out.
You get the best of both, right? Because both have bests. Mm-hmm. They both have very high, good qualities.
Yes.
But they also have some drawbacks. Mm-hmm. And so getting the best of both, that's really something special.
But see, that's the beauty. There are no drawbacks to this system.
To this system, right.
Yeah, this system is first. And when they first talked about it, the Jeep people were not happy.
Oh, you know how Jeep people are. They're old school. That we like our stick shifts and our gas engines.
Yes.
And
I
nothing
did,
wrong with
I
the
did
V8.
Get a few jokes pointed my way a couple of times. Yes,
maybe once, not twice.
Definitely not twice.
Well, and the funny thing I always tell people, you can always, and I've told this to Jeep. You know, when I've been on events with them, I do it purposely just to kind of rub their nose in a little bit. I said, so tell me how that PR thing went when you went from round headlights to rectangular headlights. We don't want to talk about it. Because some engineer thought it would be a good idea. The worst thing. You'd have thought they built another Edsel. Mm-hmm. They did not like the Jeep folks.
They didn't want
to. Now it's a classic. Now it's a classic.
Yes.
You know, now people that have them. Keep them.
Yeah, it's a change. People don't want the change.
People don't like change. But once it's been there, then maybe
it's no longer considered a change. It's now life.
After a few years, that's how it is.
Oh, yes.
So one thing that Jeepers does is they have a big event on Fiesta Island in the spring.
Yes, in May we host the National Topless Day.
National Topless Day. Now, that sounds like fun.
It's definitely a Jeep thing where the Jeeps go and they take their tops off and we ride around with no roofs.
And do you go off the pavement?
Yeah,
in the
do you
dirt
go off the pavement?
Here? I'm sorry?
They let you go on the sand or do
yes.
you have to stay?
No. We go on the sand.
Like where
Fiesta
they do
Island.
Over the line?
Yes.
OTL.
Yes.
Oh, they probably stay between the road and the water?
Yes, not in the middle of Fiesta.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's going to be on
okay.
the road and the water, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And we were talking about that, and Angel said that there's even issues with permits. And like I've experienced issues with permits. I've put on a number of events and... Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So I'm going to try to help her with her issues and maybe get her in touch with a county supervisor that could maybe smooth out some of the wrinkles.
Yes.
Goodness.
It's definitely not an easy process.
Another thing you need to do, and I'm pretty sure you can do it. I can hook you up with Charger Steve, if he allow you guys to join the San Diego Car Club community.
Okay.
Because it's a club.
Yes.
All your insurance is free.
Really?
It costs you $60 a year to join the club.
Yes.
And I think they give you $3 million insurance.
Okay.
As long as you put their logo on your flyer.
Mm-hmm.
So that
Beautiful.
Way, if you go
Love
someplace
it.
And say, wow, we got to see, well, who's your insurance?
Got you.
They go, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way that club has put that together to help all of the other smaller.
Oh, no, that's beautiful. That helps out tremendously.
That's expensive.
It is. Yeah. The permits, the insurance. I feel like I can never seem to get the right documents the right way the first, second, or third time.
They do it intentionally.
Yes.
I mean, and it's almost like, hello, we're doing this for a cause. We're doing this to help somebody.
Yes.
Why are you making it so difficult?
And it becomes one of those things because I don't charge people for events. I love doing free stuff. I
right.
love helping the community
oh, that's
and stuff
even
like
worse.
That. So to look at it and be like, you want me to pay for this? And on top of that, in order to even get this, I have to pay for an additional thing to go on top of this. And then everybody else needs their own permit to even be on my permit. It is, I feel like I need to be a lawyer at this point reading these documents.
Isn't that the truth?
I wonder if the county staff are just trying to justify their existence. Well, if we, you know, we do things to make it harder for you, then we are doing more stuff. And
I think they get inundated with so many people that want to do so many different things that they kind of try to weed out, you know, the people that maybe they don't want to do certain events. I don't know that for a fact, but
I don't know.
I can't think of any other reason why they give people such a hard time.
So she invites food vendors. Every food vendor needs to have a permit.
Of course.
But also her group needs to have a food permit, separate permit from the event permit.
Yes, I have to have a permit to have my food vendors there.
And every food vendor is required to have
their own permit
from the same agency.
Yes.
Which is just crazy. So maybe we'll talk to one of the county supervisor's offices and see if we can smooth that out. So that's a big event coming up in the spring.
Watch the clock.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Larry Oda here.
Along with me, Mike Gallagher.
This Tuesday, we hope you'll join us for live coverage of Election Night 2024.
We'll have the very latest results as the polls close, tons of special guests, and Greg Clugston will be updating all the winners and losers from our decision desk throughout the night.
After your vote is counted, it'll become part of history in the making, and you're invited to hear it all. Tuesday night, right here on this station.
Election Night 2024 is underwritten in part by the Heritage Foundation. Join us starting at 3 p.m. here on The Answer San Diego.
The San Diego County Registrar of Voters reminds you to vote early. You have more days and more ways to vote. Return your ballot by mail, postage free. Drop it at any of the registrar's official ballot drop boxes around the county. Or visit any vote center today to vote in person or register to vote. Take advantage of early voting to avoid the long lines. Mail it, drop it, visit. Learn more about voting in the presidential general at sdvote.com. That's sdvote.com.
We can make your bathroom shine.
So I'm here with Nicole and Martin, the husband and wife team of Miramar Kitchen and Bath, who are celebrating over 30 years in business. Do you feel that there's an advantage for your customers because this company is run by a husband and wife team?
We have a good synergy between us, so the two of us make a great team. We have different talents. He's very creative and I'm very good with budget and logistics. So together we create a seamless process for our clients from budget to design to completion.
That's what makes it special, because we work together. I love seeing how excited people get about their finished bathroom and kitchen remodels.
Miramar Kitchen and Bath.
Give us a call or go to our website at miramarkitchenandbath.com and you can get some ideas about what we can do in your home.
Contractor's license number 657-333.
Miramar Kitchen and Bath.
Intelligent, conservative, FM 96.1 North County and AM 1170 San Diego. The Answer. Streaming at theanswersandiego.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment brought to you by SNS Off-Road Magazine. Go to SNSORMAG.com. They have an actual hard copy that you can get as well. Go to SSORMAG.com. Check them out. Wayne Miller Tire, boy, I tell you, and everything from a golf cart tire all the way to a semi. Wayne Miller could definitely take care of it. He's got a mobile service. And now he's doing automotive repairs as well. He's doing oil changes. He's doing tire rotations. He's doing tune-ups. He's doing anything and everything you need. That's Wayne Miller Tire, 619-596-2800. And give Wayne a big shout-out for supporting SDORC.org. All right, we got Angel in the house. She's with an all-girls Jeep club. And do you have to have a Jeep to join the club?
Technically, yes. It is just for the women who own Jeeps. However,
what about a girl that's thinking about getting
a
Jeep?
Also,
or a Toyota.
Absolutely. So thinking about a Jeep, you're in it. We also have what's called the Jeep Hers San Diego Support Crew. And it's for those who do not actually own a Jeep but want to attend events and things like that. They come out to our events. And it's also for... spouses, for the men who can't actually be in the Facebook group itself, because I want to keep the Facebook group just females only. So we have that support crew. So if they have questions, or let's say my husband's in the support crew, mm-hmm. and he needs help working an event with us, he'll reach out there. Hey, can we get somebody on the grill, or right. can we do these things and whatnot?
So it's free to join.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you're not into making money.
I am not.
You're into supporting the community.
Yes.
Every way, shape, and form.
As far as I can go.
There you go. All right.
So what other kind of events, like do you do runs? Do you meet and go drives?
Yes, we do.
Tell us about some of the recent or coming events.
Oh, absolutely. So we also do monthly trail rides. Now that's where I want it to be only Jeeps there and then the female driver. Mm-hmm. Everyone's welcome to attend, but I only know Jeeps. So if a Toyota was to break down, I don't know a Toyota, you know.
Gotcha.
That's not the knowledge where we're at. So, and then for the female to be the driver so that they learn how to handle their Jeeps, mm-hmm. because it's for them to learn. But of course, spouses, children, pets, they all come along. Please, sure. you know, don't leave them at home.
What about navigation? Do you do anything on teaching people about navigation?
We do. So at the moment, we're using like Onyx and All Trails, and I'll teach them how to, you know, we'll go through it together, mm-hmm. Map out our trails and stuff. So we do our monthly trail rides. We kind of die down a little bit during the November, December time frame because, you know, families, people
sure,
have families.
Christmas.
You know, we don't want to mess with people's times. We also try to do monthly meetups. So we'll meet up somewhere just to have a good time, whether it's a charity event that we're doing or we're just having pizza, you know, and just hanging out in a parking lot, mm-hmm. you know. So we're trying to establish all of that.
What was a recent driving event you did?
So the most recent one, where were we? Because we just did one a few weeks ago. Palomar. We were up in Palomar. Ooh, I'm drawing a blank. We were up in Palomar because one of our girls even was able to take the Palomar bear on the trail as well.
So there's Moosey Grade Road? There's a dirt road that goes up Palomar.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of smooth. I've done it on the motorcycle.
Right.
And I know there's off-roading on the north side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this makes me insane. There's a gate at the end. From if you drive up the paved road,
mm-hmm.
there's and you go by the campground, there's a gate, right? And mm-hmm. so you can drive up to the gate on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go way on the other side, like I think Warner Springs or
mm-hmm.
I don't know, way on the other side.
Over there, yes.
And you can drive a dirt road and you drive I'm going to drive up Palomar Mountain. So mm-hmm. you drive all the way to the top and you get to that gate,
mm-hmm.
right? So the whole, like no portion is closed, but you can't drive through.
Right.
It makes me insane.
It does.
And that's why I do stuff with the San Diego Off-Road Coalition. I'm trying to keep gates open and areas open and trails
yes.
open so that we can go drive around. Like, I don't understand why that gate is closed. I just don't understand.
Oh, absolutely.
It makes me insane.
It does. And especially if we're just out there hanging out and whatnot, and we're making these U-turns on these trails. You know, it's not easy sometimes to make these U-turns to go back down.
And what are they protecting? What are they? Like, I don't understand the justification for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked a guy who works for the forest.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Palomar District of the Cleveland National Forest. I said, if we put on a driving event, mm-hmm. could we have that gate open so we could go through? And he said, no. I'm like, well, it's just making me crazy.
Yes.
So do you remember go on the event?
So it was Nate Harrison's trail that we actually did.
Okay.
We had a group go there, and then we also at the day before, we had a group go to Otay Mountain. So Otay Truck Trail.
All right.
Yeah, so we actually did two off-roading events within that weekend.
Interesting. And mm-hmm. I know both of those. I've done them. We hosted a cleanup on Otay Mountain a few years ago. The BLM was overjoyed. That's BLM land, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very personally involved with who the agencies are that mm-hmm. manage the land. So over at the Otay Mountain, we did a cleanup on Public Lands Day, National Public mm-hmm. Lands Day, and they were all thrilled about it. And the next year they said, oh, let's do it again. And I said, well, there's a problem that the Homeland Security closed the gate by Pio Pico Campground.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were having problems with people coming in and smuggling, human smuggling.
Yes, there's a lot of that.
And so my people pushed back and said, we don't want to do a cleanup if we don't even have access. The only access is over at by the South Bay Rod and Gun.
Yeah, where the
right.
Yes,
that's the only.
It's called South Bay.
So that's kind of annoying.
It is.
You only can get in. So I know there's a hole in the fence by Pio Pico, and you can drive right around the gate now. But I don't think anybody cares. But I care that
I do too. Yes,
we don't have official access.
Yes, I completely
and that's on
agree.
My list of things is to go see if I can get into that agency and find mm-hmm. the right people and ask mm-hmm. them the hard question and show them the picture and it's just like it was. Can we make it official?
Yes, because the only entrance we ever go through is where South Bay Gun Range is.
Yeah,
so we don't even try the other side.
So do you know what Meetup is? The forum where you can form groups
yes.
and meet mm-hmm. and do stuff. So mm-hmm. we have a meetup group, and we did one run where we started at Pio Pico, and then we came out by the Rod and Gun Club,
mm-hmm.
and then we went over, I guess it's been a few years, because at Barrett Junction, there was a restaurant there. And so we popped out and went to Barrett Junction and had lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a nice, point to point. And anytime I put on an event, I always want it to end where there's food.
Oh, great times, yes.
I mean, who doesn't want to drive for 4 hours and then stop and eat? And mm-hmm. we can all sit around and chit-chat and
yes.
rake over all the details. So you don't have any events planned in the near future? So Lost Lizard is next weekend.
Lost Lizard is huge.
That's a big thing.
That is definitely a big one. But for December, I don't have anything planned at the moment. I'm not sure if I'm actually going to plan something because, again, right after Lost Lizard, then we have Friendsgiving, and then we have Christmas. So then we're breaking into the new year.
Mm-hmm. So that's just a lot going on. My personal opinion is it's prime off-roading time in the desert.
It is.
Right? And it's cool.
Yes. That's when we open up the desert. Normally, we started off with the statues of Enzo Borrego. And this year, I want to do a scavenger hunt with the ladies mm-hmm. where, I'll make some stickers and stuff. And then they'll go find these statues in groups of two or three, because usually we have mm-hmm. a big group that comes with us when we do those. And they'll go out there, and whoever finds the most statues gets a prize, mm-hmm. things like that. So I want to make them fun.
Well, and that's the whole idea. I mean, it's not just off-roading. It's a camaraderie of the ladies that you can't find anywhere else, really, when
Absolutely.
You come right down to it.
Absolutely.
And the fact that the level of intelligence when it comes to owning a Jeep is going to vary.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do some mentoring and help, because when the young ones or the people that have never done it before come in, they don't want to be intimidated. It's kind of like what I do on mm-hmm. radio. If I get somebody that's never done radio before, mm-hmm. I try to be if you'll notice the lights are turned down low, it's not look like a surgery in here.
Right.
And try to make you as comfortable as you possibly can be, so you'll want to come back.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what you want your Jeep folks to do. And I didn't see some numbers, but I think the number of female owners of Jeeps is quite high.
It is extremely high. There are quite a few female Jeep owners out there, but it's just stepping out of your comfort zone, just mm-hmm. taking that one step out. And it can be intimidating. It really can.
It sure can.
Especially when, again, we're in an area of off-roading that is typically not a woman's thing. So it can be a little intimidating. We're trying to change that. I want to change that view on it and let people know that we go out there, we get dirty.
Yeah.
We get down and
we'll stuck.
We get stuck, and guess what we're going to do? We're going to pull ourselves
out. Wow. Yeah, we're not going to sit there and go, I'm stuck.
And if we can't do it ourselves, guess what? I'm going to reach out to someone else,
and
I'm going to reach out to another club, and another club is going to come help me because, that's what we're here for. We're here for that community.
That's exactly right. Well, and I like the fact that there's just an all-girls club just for the reason I just mentioned. I mean, it's just there's no reason why you can't have an all-girls club. Mm-hmm. I just don't see any reason why you can't.
Right.
It just works, I think. And it really just gets more people introduced to off-roading.
Yes, absolutely.
Where maybe they wouldn't normally be into off-roading.
Absolutely.
Or the worst case scenario, their husband does it.
Right.
Well, then.
Right. And then I'm, in a situation because my husband doesn't off-road with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I ended up starting the club. Yeah, my husband does not off-road with me.
Right.
I think he says I make him sick when he rides with me because of all the bumps, and I guess I'm hitting the bumps. But it's, I love the fact that he's just very supportive of me doing this. And if I want something done on my Jeep, he's going to show me how to do it. He just showed me how to change my brake lights. And I took videos. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn around and show how easy it is to change a brake light.
Because you didn't know. Because
I didn't know. I assumed I had to take it to a dealership, get my brake lights fixed, and come to find out. No, it's a plug.
Reach in the back, plug out. Push and twist.
Yes.
And pull.
So funny. Yes.
All right, let's go ahead and take one more break. This is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
Hey, it's Jeff from the hit syndicator radio program, The Gunslinger Show. Tune into The Gunslinger Show Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. on KCBQ to learn everything you need to know about firearms. We'll talk about guns and ammo, our amazing gun, art, and collectible auction on December 15th, super deals on pistols and rifles, how you can sell us your gun collection for big profit, and much, much more. If you're buying pistols and rifles or selling gun collections, check out our big auction on December 15th and listen to The Gunslinger Show Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on KCBQ, The Answer.
All right, you're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment belongs to Lifestyle Garage in lovely Lakeside, off-road vehicle service that knows no limits. Jeep, Toyota, Chevy, Ram, Ford, makes no difference. He services them all. You come down, make an appointment with Tony or Maverick, and tell him what you're looking for. You want to lift it, tires, wheels, lights, whatever you want to do. They'll sit down and they'll go over the whole package with you and talk about financing. For example, if you put 37s on them and you're going to have to go after the brakes, you're going to have to go after some suspension components. And they'll give you all of these different options and which way to go. And then once you make that decision, then once it's done, then you're going to be a lot more comfortable with it. Now, let's say you just want to do general repair. You can do that too. They also have a fleet department because they noticed a lot of the people that own Jeeps and off-road vehicles own businesses. Well, they've got fleets. And if you need a fleet service that's got the same attitude that you got, then that's where you want to go. That is Lifestyle Garage in Lakeside off Winter Gardens Boulevard, 619-499-5323. All right, we've been talking to Angel, and she belongs to an all-ladies Jeep club. How long you guys been doing this?
3.5 years.
Okay, so it's fairly new, but we got over 800 people that are involved in this club. Northern, a little bit of North Cal, a little bit of South Cal.
Mm-hmm.
They're a nonprofit, even though they don't charge anything. You can join the club. All you have to do is have a Jeep. And if you want to get involved, they're going to be a checkpoint out at the Lost Lizard Fun Run. She's not going to tell us what it's about, but it has something to do with a duck.
You'll go quackers over it.
You've been in the Navy too long.
Those long deployments.
There it is. The duck's in the background. But And if you and that's the other point we want to bring up is Lost Lizard Fun Run, because if you haven't ever been, over 30,000 of raffle prizes are going to be given away Saturday night. You can buy tickets. You're going to have fun on it. Was it a 20-mile loop?
A 20-mile loop, yeah, well marked. I'm
and
going
well marked
out tomorrow
and
night.
And easy to drive.
It's not super easy, but a stock four-wheel drive can make it around.
Right.
And pretty much any off-road vehicle, a motorcycle, ATV, side-by-side, dune buggy, we have every kind of vehicle out there. But for the most part, it's four-wheel drive, Jeeps, and side-by-sides. A little bit of Mad Max vehicles, mm-hmm. some guy in a three-wheeler with a lizard on his back giving out free raffle tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great event. It is the big fundraiser for the San Diego Off-Road Coalition. It'll be near Superstition Mountain, right off Huff Road, at an area known as The Dip. Online sign-up has ended, but you can certainly show up at the event either Friday evening or Saturday morning and sign up and get a T-shirt. Go out and enjoy the event. There's 5 checkpoints out on the trail and then 1 checkpoint at camp. And at each checkpoint, you get a playing card and you play a game, some kind of goose, some kind of duck. And so with the playing cards, there's a prize for best 5-card stud poker hand, second best hand, and worst hand. And then you also play the game and you get raffle tickets. And like Dave said, we have $30,000 worth of raffle prizes, all kind of cool stuff. I understand there's a winch. If I wasn't part of the organization, I would put all my raffle tickets in the bucket for the winch.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is a bucket drop raffle. I was at an event with my motorcycle and I won a Jeep thing and I was super annoyed. So at our event, we have a bucket in front of each prize. And so you put your ticket in the bucket for the prize you want to win.
Yes.
It's a lot more fun that way.
Yeah. So you can pick and choose. Mm-hmm. So that's this coming Saturday. You can come out the night before. You can camp out there if you like.
Absolutely. There's camping, free camping. Mm-hmm. We're going to have restrooms and food vendors. So it's easy to go out there, even if you just tent camp or show up in the morning. You don't need any special arrangements, and it's an awfully fun event.
Yeah, you
people
got how
really
many years you been doing
time.
This?
This is the 19th.
Wow!
So I chaired the first two.
Wow!
This whole thing was my idea back in 2003. I was vice president. The president wanted to put on a motorcycle race, and so we formed a group, and we're going to put on this motorcycle race. And then he comes in, there's a conflict, we can't have the race. And we already had all this group ready to go work on it. And I said, well, why don't we do a poker run instead? That's more our speed anyway. And ever since we've been doing
Look at how much
the
it's
Lost
grown.
Lizard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had about 100 people. I think we made $1,200 the first one. We started at right in Ocotillo Wells on Main Street, which a place I personally dislike camping there, but that's where we were. That's the president then, he wanted, so he got it. So we've grown it quite a bit, right. And we have a lot of fun.
So you had some other things you wanted to hit real quick.
So I got a couple things. Ocotillo Wells is forming a new general plan. They haven't put it out yet, but it's coming probably in the next few weeks. We're going to see. And the election may play a part on it. They started the general plan in 2015, and then when Trump took over, he had them stop. So this is a state park, so what does the federal government have to do with it? The Bureau of Land Management has a number of square miles of property inside the park, and it was a dual management plan between the federal and the state. And there's hot water under Ocotillo Wells, and there's geothermal potential out there. And Trump is pro-energy, and he didn't want to have anything screw with the federal ability to gain, to extract energy out there. So they stopped it, and now they're trying to start it again. So I don't know what's going to happen after Tuesday, but they want to start a new general plan. We want a new plan to take place because they are not allowing events to happen in the Truck Haven area. So north of S-22, of course, west of Highway 86, there's wonderful trails out there. I don't know if you've had runs out there.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful trails.
So that's where I like to camp and ride my motorcycle, and I just love that area. And the last event that almost happened was Truck Haven Challenge, I don't know, 2005, 2006, 2007, around then. And There was no management and plan to allow events, and the Center for Biological Diversity sued Corva and the state, saying you can't have an event. And so they canceled the event 2 days before the event, this big event. So the plan is coming. Over at Hungry Valley, it was closed in June because of a fire. Fire burned through most of the park. Mm-hmm. They had a volunteer day in September. Well, as of November 1st, a couple days ago, the park is open on a limited basis, 100 vehicles maximum per day, and there's a reservation system for the weekend. You can just show up on a weekday. So we're looking forward to having Hungry Valley open further, but I'm happy that it's open. Safety bill. SDRC is working with all the major organizations in the state to make safety training for off-road vehicles mandatory. And it's a big thing. I don't like that we have to do it. I don't like the government leaning on me to do stuff. But there's been so many problems out there with a new crop of off-road vehicle users, primarily in side-by-sides, that we need to do something. Something has to be done. And so we're working on crafting a bill, and we're planning to run a bill next year. Over at Glamis, the Imperial Sand Dunes, they are working on a new business plan, which is different than a management plan. And the business plan really focuses on fees that they charge to camp out there. So they've been charging fees since the early 2000s. And I personally don't like fees for camping, and I don't like fees going up. But this place is unique because so many people go there. And there's so much activity out at the dunes. And the dunes has this crazy management problem that in September, a weekend in September, there might be 20 or 30 people out there. Well, Thanksgiving, there'll be 200,000 people in that same area. So people like to have a normal job. They like to work full time. Well, you can't have enough people to work that will manage 200,000 people on one weekend and 20 people on a different weekend. It's just a management nightmare. So they have to bring in people, and they have to do a lot of stuff. So what do they do out there? They have emergency medical services. They have two dune buggies with a stretcher in it, and they have qualified EMTs. So if somebody gets hurt, they can go out there and they can get them, and they can get them out of the dunes. They have search and rescue, and both of those cost money. They have a bunch of law enforcement. They have trash collection. People cannot take their trash home. So they have a bunch of trash cans and a trash service. And trash is like hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for the contract. Facilities maintenance, there's two ranger stations. There's sand removal. You wouldn't think, like, what are they talking about? Well, there's roads out there, and the sand dunes were created from the wind blowing the sand. Well, there was a time a couple of years ago when overnight, the last night of a long weekend, sand blew over Ogilby Road, like a foot deep of sand, and it blocked a whole bunch of people in. They couldn't leave. So guess what? The BLM has a tractor and a trailer and a truck to pull it and a guy who can operate all that. And so he went out there and he pushed the sand off. So to have that equipment in good working order and that person there costs money. Dust suppression. So there's some dirt roads out in the dunes. And some years back, the Sierra Club sued Imperial County over dust problems.
You're going to have to wrap it there, Sunshine.
Oh, man. I got a bunch more. We'll pick it up next time.
Pick it up next time. Just don't bring any more guests.
All right. No more guests.
Yeah, Angel can come back anytime she wants.
And I would love to be back anytime.
You're more than welcome. Folks, this has been SDORC Dirt Radio. Make sure you go to SDORC.org. Join the club. Go out, check out Lost Lizard Rough Fun Run on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.